Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to be with you and to take some time, however you might be taking it and wherever you are, to open our hearts again and listen. And also hear within us, though, those wonderful hungers, those longings, the place where we might even be willing to risk trusting, taking a few steps to go toward that which we long for. It isn't so much by sitting down or practice that we find it, but it's finding the person and following. And that's deep within our tradition. If we're Christian or if we're Muslim, there are different practices or traditions. Jewish people especially, we hear it early on as Christians too, the beauty of those who went before us, who led us out of Egypt. The women and men who encamped and had experiences. So they're not just written down. They stand up in the persons who've gone before us. John's gospel is notably that way, and a passage for this day, this Sunday, in a glorious, bright January day, is wonderfully intimate. And its intimacy rings out over generations and hopefully into your heart and mine right now. And it has a few movements in it I'd like to reflect on. It's John's Gospel, chapter 1. So it's the beginning, as we hear it, of Jesus' ministry. John isn't caught up in time sequences, so we're taking it into an intimate place in the beginning of things, we might say. In the beginning of friendships. In the joining in. John 1:35 to 42, John the Baptist points out Jesus and says, "There's, behold, the Lamb of God." And two disciples heard this and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned, saw them, and said to them, "What are you looking for?" Now that's a wonderful thing to hear. And not so much to scrutinize our hearts, but to listen to our hearts and say, what is it that I'm looking for? And beginning to listen to that within ourselves. What is it that I'm looking for? Because in our heart's desire is the one we desire. God abides there. And so to long for Jesus, to long for the Christ, to long for the light, to long for peace, is to find out in some way we truly are one with our longings. Our longings are present to us. That which we long for is here now. The disciples said, "Rabbi," when they said, "What are you looking for?" He said, "What are you looking for?" And the translation means teacher, you know, or sweet teacher, or dear teacher. "Where are you staying?" And he said to them, "Come and you will see." There's this beautiful movement here in this that's so real. And this is what I mean by not sitting in our place. I don't mean that we shouldn't be sitting now, but you might be standing. Or that we might not slow down because we need to. But this invites a movement deep within that will eventually become a movement of our whole lives, this coming and seeing. The words that are often with me and I share with you are listen, trust, and follow. And so to hold on to them a little bit as baskets, this listening is also this looking. We're looking for someone and we're able to say it. Jesus or God or my heart says, "What are you looking for today?" And I'm able to say it if I listen. I'm looking for peace, looking for love. I long for God more in my life. I want to find a way to be closer to that which is most important. With listening and looking, there's this beautiful trust, quietly, boldly really, risk me believing that that which we're looking for, listening for, is upon us or will come. And that's what's happening here. They risk asking, and then they follow. They went and saw where Jesus was staying, and they stayed with him that day. I love this line. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So you can feel it's a real day. There's something really happening here. It's happening for you and me right now as we listen and look around, but look within our hearts and allow our senses to go deep within us. We begin to trust with a certain boldness. And we risk the invitation to move a bit further in this trusting. We hear the invitation, come. We might not hear words. We feel the urging, go deeper, open up. And there's this wonderful thing that's happening. We don't always feel that. But in the simple walking, sitting, meditating, contemplating, the movement of listening to trust is rich. The quieting of ourselves comes to this sense where we begin to follow. We allow our hearts, because trust has blossomed there, to open to the one who calls us. It's not just a, now let's get up and go following. Quite different. It's that deeper movement within us that we all really long for. It's what we call the search for meaning, with God making meaning at this moment. God never leaves us just searching by ourselves, but now companioning in us, saying, come and see. There's a shared meaning making in the moment. We're already following as we open up to what the meaning might be. Listening, looking around in a quiet moment. Trusting that something is happening here. That there's a presence quietly opening as I quiet. Enough that it calls me deeper and up and out soon. But right now, allowing my heart to open. Again, I listen more deeply. Trust more truly. And I'm ready to follow more nearly.
Sacred silence, holy ocean, gentle waters washing over me. Help me listen, Holy Spirit. Speak to me.
Even as I offer this to you and share it again with myself in the flimsy way in which I'm sharing it with you today, it's important for me to suggest this, that it's not so much the technique, it's the teacher. And it's not so much the practice as it is the person who shows us how. And if you wish, and if you're Christian, that there's one here showing us how. Even now, right now, today, Jesus says to you and me, the Christ, the living God, the Messiah, come and see. Come and you will see. So there's this movement even in our meditation. Movement even in our quieting of ourselves. As they had gone to be with him, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, we have found the Messiah. So there's this discovery that happens. It isn't always bold, bright, and full of lots of lights, but as we wait in these moments, and listen deeply, and trust more boldly, and follow more nearly, God's presence, which is always there, teaches us, invites us, come, stay with me. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know. Be still. Greg and I greet you with peace this day.
My soul.